You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Giving blessing to all his children. Since he concluded the blessing, and then his neshama went back to the olam. What does it mean? It's that he finished giving the blessing, and then he left the olam. What does that mean?
I knew that the giving blessing was the last act he did.
Okay.
That's what he came in.
What's the connection between him concluding, giving blessing, and leaving this olam? Why is it in at the same pasuk? It says he gave the blessing, that's it. But it says he gave blessing and he left this olam.
He completed his mission.
By giving the blessing?
That was the last thing that you should have done.
He transferred the blessing from.
Understand. So he says, as we see, he gave the blessing. So he gave the blessing. We know, we said, it says all the blessing that he gave. Now, this is a very beautiful, powerful point here is that Tzatzal is teaching us, as long as he was giving the blessing, he had time to stay alive in this olam.
So that means when he finished the blessing, he finished complete accomplishment that he had to do. So that's why he only needed to stay here.
No, exactly. No, it's not true. What it means that as long as you busy with doing mitzvot, doing chesed, doing tefillah, as you know the story of David Melech of Shalom. You know the story?
Yes.
Yes? You know the story?
Yes.
The story of David Melech of Shalom, that as long as he was learning Torah, then the angel that is appointed to take the neshama could not come near him. So that means, as long as you're busy and you occupied with doing mitzvot, doing chesed, so then they give you extension and extension and extension and extension. Yeah, that means as long as you take a break, then that's a dangerous timing.
But we can take breaks.
I'm sorry?
But we can take breaks, right?
Yeah, to take break, to do more chesed, to do more tefillah, yes, to learn more Torah. It's an unbelievable thing. Vayechal la'atzvo l'sabot et banav. When he was done, they said, okay, you're done. What would you, what do you need to do here? When you're done, that means you're done. But as long as you're busy and you grab mitzvot and everybody has his tailor-made taking the advantage is called. Everybody is expert in taking advantage of, whatever that he likes to take advantage of. But here we see the best thing to take advantage of is just busy and busy with doing mitzvot, doing chesed, mekadeshem shamayim. And then you see, they give you extension and extension.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.